Are we rolling? Ready, yeah, ready to yeah, rock yeah, and roll? Yeah,
yeah. Yes.
All right. What up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Bearcast. Today, I have my good friend, Matt Vincent, and he's the owner of Hate Brand, former 12, 15-time Highland Games champion.
12 or 15 time, yeah. Twice. Two of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, two time.
Yeah, yeah. Won world championships in 2012 and 2014.
Super interesting guy. Very accomplished. And we'd love to have you here, and we want to talk to you about everything.
All right, so what did it feel like introducing it as BeoCast with a not a hard R, it's a soft W, in front of someone that's really fucking strong?
I'm pretty, so like, Bale is like our thing, and it's kind of like cute talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it was really weird, like kind of doing like this baby talk in front of public people. But I got so used to it, and it became our real name, that now I'm pretty secure with myself.
Oh,
I believe in you, dude. Yeah,
and damn, I could
my joke failed.
I could say that cute shit in front of Sylvester Stallone.
I think it's only Vin Diesel. 20% gay.
Oh, really?
Tops.
20%? Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah. All right,
80 is still passing score.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, then we're still good. So.
That's a B. That's way better than I did in most
do
class
do,
I've
do
ever
you do
taken.
Any like cute talk or any softer, sensitive talk with your wife?
Yeah,
at all?
For sure.
What do you call it? What's
what do you guys say that no one else hears?
I usually call her babe or lover.
Lover?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't lover from like an SNL?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely part of it. Listen, lover.
But that's stuff that other people hear, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else like in between?
Yeah, we're trying to get.
Oh, like just around
right
the house?
Yeah, like just around the house stuff.
No, it's usually babe or lover.
Oh, okay.
That's about it. But like it, that started as around the house stuff that translated into
outside
everywhere,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, man, we've been together for 12 years.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've said anything that could be said.
Everything that could possibly be said
for
to
you.
Each other.
So I'm learning about like this whole relationship stuff.
Okay.
Keep in mind, we've been together for 10 years.
Okay.
So he's just learning that.
Well, I've got 20% on you.
So I just started learning these things. And I'm not really relationship savvy. My parents are divorced, didn't really have good examples. And I just found out that I'm supposed to tell her I love her every day and tell her she's beautiful every day. Do you tell your wife
okay,
that
wait
you
a minute,
love her
wait
she's beautiful every day?
So Bart's very logical. So that's what I said. So he took it and he got a notepad and a pencil and he's like, oh, that's what I have to say. Noted. I'm going to say that every single day. Set my alarm. Because he's
put
very
on my
like,
iPad, actually.
Yeah. And he hasn't.
Tech savvy.
But what I'm really trying to say is I just want you to be more affectionate and just open about how special I am to you.
Yeah. 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 I 100% get what you're saying. But scheduling it, like you have an auto text that goes out at like 9 a.m. and it's just like, hey, love you.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. Thanks. Like
I don't schedule it, but so I try to give her as much verbal affirmation and physical affection as possible. But when she tells me like, don't you think I'm beautiful or whatever, I'm always like, well, I married you, didn't I?
No, he said.
It's a good, that's a really valid
and
point.
I'm not going to marry any ugly bitches. I'm not going to marry ugly bitches.
Multiple?
Or bitch.
That sounds so more aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, right? How come plural sounds? Yeah. It's like, it's more pleasing. Like, bitches is
awesome. You can just let it roll.
But when you're like, bitch, you're like, oh, whoa.
Because then people think you're a pimp, and then pimp is not good. Yeah,
is it you don't not? Because oh, really? Hip-hop has taught me otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
I've lived my life a much different way since that. Like,
you've been living that thug life.
That's exactly right.
So
I understand that more money is more problems, but...
Yeah. No, but we're not there yet.
Pimping is not easy.
Yeah. He's just quoting all the songs. Yeah. So how do you keep the spark alive?
Dude, it's always a challenge, right? I think honesty is a big part of it, you know? I think being honest with growth and with what you want and what your partner wants. And I think not feeling weird about what either of you want.
What if your partner doesn't understand though?
And what can you be specific on what kind of wants you're talking about?
I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah.
I mean, if
like
you've
you want
decided,
pancakes or something.
Yeah. Or even, you know, more affection or less affection or, you know, realize that maybe, I mean, people change and grow too. You know, it's a matter of trying to keep those roads parallel instead of perpendicular.
Yeah.
You know, and
I like
I think a big part of that, man, is just it's honesty. And one of the things I've picked up kind of recently from another, you know, group of folks I've been hanging out with was relationship wise, like try to operate way more out of love than fear. And so I think a lot of people operate in relationships scared.
Like they might cheat on me, or I get jealous. Or
you think that happens in relationships like ours, where it's been like 10 plus years?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. I think it gets weird. Mm. I think long-term monogamy is a really weird thing.
He says the same thing.
Well, I just learned it in college. It's not natural.
It's not.
We got to like force ourselves mentally and socially.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that completely. Not only that, like I think there's an interesting side, right? That like one of the things that we absolutely know that does happen is men, when they reach their 30s, testosterone drops.
Right? Oh, man. Really?
And so what I'm starting to think is, does testosterone drop because I've reached my 30s? Or does my testosterone drop because typically by 30, men are in a committed relationship, so we're not competing anymore for that. We're not competing in physical sports. We're typically settled into a job in an environment that we're not competing. And so we're not on the hunt anymore.
All right.
And you're comfortable.
Yeah.
And you're not having sex. And you're having less sex, which is also going to lower and continue to spiral that way.
Yeah. Damn, Bart doesn't have that problem yet.
What problem? What problem? What are you talking about? I'm always on the hunt.
Nice.
No, he kind of is. Like, he's always talking about, like, I mean, he's just always just ready to go. But then for me, because, like, a girl, it's more intimate, right?
Then
I'm like, dude, I need to feel special, man. Like, what the hell? You don't have to just say, I love you. You're the best.
This should work, right? This is the next step as we now have sex.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And it's, I mean... And not only that, like it's tough to keep that spark too, because like at 10 to 12 years into a relationship, especially with sex, that like, you know, the recipe for this. And at that point, I think you probably should know what your partner likes.
Yeah.
And doesn't like.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if I know how to get from my house to work, I follow the most normal route possible that gets me there every day.
Like, but I use the word but most normal.
But you know, girls actually operate differently. So I think for guys.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Let me hear it.
So this is where I used to suck in bed like crazy.
Okay.
Because I think like used most to, though,
I'd love
was,
that. That's a really,
really
great
bad.
Sound bite.
Really
I think
bad.
That sound bite of Bart sucking in bed is really
dope.
Key.
So, he's taking ownership of those. So, he really did.
So dudes, it's like, okay, this is the normal route, right? So I'm going to just go down here, make a left turn here, make a right here all the time. Because you're like, okay, bam, 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 bam. This
is
the result.
That is so boring.
Exactly.
You don't want to look at different
but
houses
girls,
and some other ones girls, have like nice flowers.
If girls want to go to the supermarket, they want to choose a different route. Like, get me lost. Get me lost over here. Get me lost over there. Like, they want to constantly be somewhere
get me
else.
Lost.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just you or if it's a guy thing. Is it a guy thing to take the most natural, normal, boring route?
And look, I don't mean boring.
I added that.
Right?
He did say normal.
I added that too.
He said normal.
Yeah, I don't mean normal, like boring. I'm just saying that like at this point, at 12 years in, I know the thing that's not going to turn my chick on is like biting the back of her knee. So I don't need to explore that.
True.
Thing and again.
Yeah, true.
You know, I'm aware that this isn't a thing you're into. Why are we wasting time doing that?
I don't know, though. You never know, because then people change.
People do change.
Yeah. It does indeed.
I had a girlfriend. We were just talking about this yesterday. Nice. And, a friend that's a girl. I got to be careful.
Hey,
and
man,
she
it's
was,
2018. Live your life.
I know, right? There's you can do whatever you want.
Anything you want. You could be anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You play in the NBA.
You could be a turnip
that's,
if you wanted.
That's what I'm beginning to pick up on. I can literally do anything.
Yeah, you could be a gruber.
What's a gruber?
I don't know.
Oh,
like a root? I don't know. Is that a ruber?
A root vegetable.
I don't know.
Rutabaga.
Yeah.
All right. So she was saying how like, and this is very specific to her, obviously, but she was just saying like, for the most part, she's always been a very submissive person in bed. And then out of nowhere with her long-term partner that she was just like, now I'm going to do some wild shit. And she's like, I don't even know where that came from. It's just,
party.
Yeah. So, I mean, I that might be you doing the normal route again.
Oh, and look, then, man, I'm weird. So I don't have like a boundary as far as any of that goes. So
same here. I don't
my
have
poor
a boundary.
Wife.
I don't have the boundary.
Has had a lot to deal with for the last 10 years.
Oh, I do have a boundary, actually.
Do you?
I don't like things going in my butthole.
He doesn't.
At all.
At all.
Listen, Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did not put nerve. Jesus, yeah, okay. Jesus Christ did not put nerve endings back there for us not to enjoy them.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have,
so you have less boundaries than I do.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to be more open minded.
Now there's boundaries. Like I
got reflexes back there though.
Okay. Yeah, he's got like that prison reflex. Look,
it's
got
to be warmed up, dog. You ain't just humping into that.
Yeah.
Well, he won't even let me go past the crack though.
Come on. Like it's,
I think that's why he squats so
it's
much.
It's like at the doctors, you know, when they hit your knee and it just jerks.
Yeah.
Like anything that gets around there, my butt cheeks just clench.
Just lock it down.
Yeah. Like there's nothing
I can do.
There's
nothing.
No penetration at all happening.
I'm even being open minded.
You just panic and like full laughter can't.
Yeah, I'm.
Have you ever tried putting a contact in your eye?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, you
like
should
some
try.
People, they go like this, and they go like this.
Yeah, can't do it. That's his ass.
I go, okay, be open-minded, relax, and then my butt clenched, and I didn't even know that it clenched.
Do you think wearing, like, a smaller strap-on would help?
Maybe that's it. Let's start at maybe...
Don't start with one that looks like my arm.
Yeah, don't
that's
start with the
14-incher.
Yeah.
Start something
I was
smaller.
Trying to use a water bottle, thinking he could handle it, but no, it didn't
just work. Start with a vibrator down there. Yeah. Just, you know, just buzz the surface.
That's scary.
We did this this test, the sexual compatibility test. Well, it's not I don't even know if it's compatibility, but so it's called like Mojo.
It's more like a sexual dislikes and likes test.
I think. So it's called Mojo Update, right? So all then you take this quiz about things that you would want that you're open to, mm-hmm. and it asks you everything on the spectrum of
everything.
Like sex, everything, right? Like ball gag.
Not really everything. It was pretty basic. Like I thought it was going to be surprised. Like would you be down to fuck upside down on a skateboard? Like shit like that.
Oh. That's but very specific.
Every question I saw, I'm like, I've heard
of these
things.
It was pretty safe. Yeah, it wasn't like, are you going to let your partner shit on your chest?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't anything that wild.
See, those are another thing. I'm not into pee or poop at all.
Okay, so you got boundaries there.
Yeah, I'm definitely not into pee or poop.
Me neither. I don't like pee or poo either.
No.
That's
not
awesome.
For me so much. I mean, whatever your thing is, I'm not trying to get pink eye.
Yeah, yeah, true. That's a wild one. You don't want to play with fire. So we did this thing. I forgot what my point of saying this was.
We did the dislikes and likes, the mojo, whatever.
Why was I bringing that up? Oh, yeah, and I was just surprised. Yeah, I was surprised that he was so open-minded to everything.
But basically. You knew that, though. I tell you all the time.
I was surprised with some of them, like the slapping and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Oh, me being slapped or you being slapped? Because they asked every question.
Me.
It's always...
I don't know how this conversation got.
This is where we are. This is it's a natural fit, I guess.
You thought we were going to talk about fitness, huh? You fucked
nope,
up.
I hope we weren't.
Yeah, I could always go back and forth. It's always like, are you cool to get slapped or are you cool with slapping? That's how the whole thing is.
Just yes to both.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
What was one that surprised me? I'm like, really? You would do that? Damn, I forgot.
What, like being a swingers club?
No, I knew you'd... I mean, what guy wouldn't be down to do that?
Oh, okay.
Would you be down to do that?
Oh, see someone screw you.
Ooh. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
He said he'd be open to that.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that your boundary?
Oh,
that's a wild one.
But I also envisioned it.
Like me and my chick, I would say in the last year have talked quite a bit about the idea of like open relationships.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's conversation.
Yeah.
12 years in, we're together.
That's
you're just
a
like
dope
eating
conversation
spaghetti
to have.
And you're like, well, hey babe, well I've been thinking.
Well, we got exposed to some friends of ours that are living that way, and it was definitely it's eye opening.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, so you're not locked into this thing and you're not resentful of each other and you're not bored. And you're happy and you're not, well, I don't want him to sleep with someone else because he'll leave.
Yeah.
Like that's.
That's most people's fears. Yeah.
Right. That's
most
the fear-based fears. Thing. Yeah. And so how would you protect that thing by saying, well, if I just keep them really tight and close to me and don't let them do this thing, they won't leave. Like that's terrible.
Right. Right.
That's not
right.
The answer. Like people don't respond very well to less options.
I just had an epiphany from your statement. So I love you so much. That if you wanted to get a dick implanted on you, I would still stay with you and I would love you and stay with you forever.
Where did that come from? Wait.
Just because I was just exploring options in my mind.
Where would you prefer it be?
Like
calf or?
I mean, if she wanted to get a dick like where her pubic area.
Oh, okay. Like we're in the dick zone.
In the dick zone, yeah.
Okay.
Even in the dick zone.
Yeah. That's a medical term.
Yeah.
The dick zone, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a fun operation.
See, that's how much I love you.
Look, I think me and my chick are a long way from that being a thing we're doing, but it's a conversation we've had that's interesting.
Yeah, that's a really cool, that's a hard conversation to have for a lot of people.
It's a tough conversation because, look, I think operating out of a scarcity mindset is a really tricky bit.
Yeah.
And Whereas I don't feel success is something we all have to compete for. There's not X amount of it that we're all fighting.
Yeah.
Neither is love. Like, I don't have 100% of love that I only get to share.
Right.
Right. So you can have more.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's a difference between the open relationship and promiscuity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So what I've seen and the way it's worked in other couples is, I mean, all this is open. It's honest. I mean, now I'm not interested in watching my wife sleep with someone.
Yeah.
But if my wife, you know, and we've talked about it, if she was to meet someone that this spark triggered, right?
What kind of spark? You sexual know, spark yeah, or sexual romantic spark.
Either one. I don't care.
Okay.
You know, that something triggered, right? I mean, this is my best friend. We've lived together for fucking 12 years. Like,
she's
I'm not
my
scared,
best friend.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not scared of how she feels or.
Yeah.
We love each other.
Yeah.
We live together.
Yeah.
That's not changing.
Yeah.
You know, so her having that feeling, like, I'm not threatened by that. I'm not a jealous guy. Yeah. I don't have that bit in me.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, why would, and I mean, especially if it's something where, like, we know other people or any of this, and that it is a decent person. It's not someone who's trying to fucking wedge between us, do any of that.
Yeah.
Why would more love and intimacy in our lives be worse? And then why would I feel threatened, right? That if someone I love is being made happy, how is that something that makes me mad? Like, that's my own ego and own bullshit to be in the way.
Yeah.
And I think it's an interesting concept. It's definitely been an interesting thought experiment.
And with those questions, what are the responses or answers that your wife came up with?
Well, they're for both of us, right? Because, I mean, you know, like, we've talked about, like, how does this scenario play out? And, like, of course, the logical thing is, like, well, I'm traveling 5 months a year, so, like, I'm not hooking up with someone at home.
Yeah.
Mine would always be out.
Yeah.
And she doesn't travel.
Yeah.
So
hers would be
hers
probably,
would probably
at
be at
home,
home. Yeah. Right? And so the pill to swallow of that is, like, so that's another dude in my house. That's a dude in my bed.
If I did that, I would have a no fuckery in the home rule.
You know, I think that's a pretty logical step
that
people would take.
It's a no dick zone
but,
at home.
That is a no dick zone.
But I think that's also a weird stretch on the ego. I mean, you're talking about a fucking mattress. I mean, this thing doesn't care. It's indifferent.
Until they jizz on your pillow, they don't tell you about it.
That's a super bummer. I say, please respect my things.
Yeah.
Dude, just hearing you talk the Latina on me right now is like, fuck no. This is my fucking property. I ain't sharing that shit. I don't give a fuck.
And I don't want man sweat in my sheets or mattress. That's just disgusting.
But, like, Ashley and I have gone out of town before, and we've had friends who'll house sit for us and, like, watch the dogs. And so I don't mind
they don't,
someone
they
else.
They don't sleep in my bed, though. They sleep at the guest room bed.
We've had them stay in our bed.
Oh,
I don't think anything of it.
I mean,
it's
but
a
you
fucking
trust
mattress
them,
I ordered off of fucking Amazon. Let's not pretend it's made out of gold.
Yeah.
And perfectly designed for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, yours isn't? Ours is.
Oh, okay. You sent in, like, 3D scans of yourself, and there was a bunch of testing. They
weighed it. Yeah.
They built perfect dolls of y'all and just drop it on the bed a lot.
Yeah, my side's a little bit longer than Bart's.
They're, like, perfect. It's, like, perfect cup holders for our bodies. Like, once we lay in it, we don't move.
There's no way to get next to each other anymore.
Yeah, and it's rose gold.
Oh, that's fancy. It's going to go out of style, though. You're going to have to polish it
up. I know. It's all right. We'll deal with it. Yeah.
We're doing well. We'll get another custom.
Absolutely.
Do you think there's any scenario in your mind where an open relationship would work?
Maybe when I'm old as fuck and, like, I'm already.
See, that's
like,
not the time.
I think that's probably it, though.
See, I think the truth, but that, like, right? Like, by then, like, maybe that desire or whatever it is that people have chills out and you do just get to hang out with your partner forever.
Well, I think too, like, for me myself, and I know a lot of girls can relate to this, is I can't just, like, I've never had a one night stand. Like, I'm just not that person. I don't know. Like, I have to build a relationship with someone.
You're still 1995.
to want to, like, have that. I need that connection.
Sure.
And then once, because I'm such a, like, picky bitch, like, once I have that connection, then I'm like, oh, you're mine.
Right.
And I'm very possessive. I wouldn't say am I jealous? I'm not possessive to the point where I'm like, you can't do that. Why are you looking at that? Like, I'm not that person.
Sure.
That's just so annoying. But I'm definitely not the person like, yeah, I want to watch you fuck somebody else.
No, I'm not. into the cuckold thing. Like, look, if my chick, whatever it was, and this was a decision that we made as a couple to do this open thing, like, I don't need the details of it. Like, that's not a part of this that I need to know that I turns
prefer,
me on.
Yeah, I prefer not to have the details, too.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, you had fun? Cool. We can.
But how do you not want to know?
Well, I mean, maybe there
fucked up.
But maybe there is times I do want to know. I don't know.
Because then I'm going to be like, was it better? What can I do to make it better? Like, that's just that's my insecurity and my own ego, right?
But that, so that's back to being the competitive side.
I'm super competitive.
I think is good.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I think it's good for people. But the bit that you're saying, right, that like you're mine.
Yeah.
So I think that mentality is interesting too. And that's something like Ashley and I have talked about. And it's like, you're not my property.
Oh, he's my property for sure. I'm
done.
Yeah. That's it.
Locked up.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's something like for me, you know, mentality wise, like you're not my property because like we choose every day to do this. Like we don't have to. We're not locked in, you know? And so I think people get caught in that side of it that are like, well, this is this.
Yeah.
And I don't have to compete anymore because they're home and we're here. And that's what fucking people do.
Yeah. Like you take it for granted.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Damn. It's some deep conversation.
Yeah. Went a weird route quick.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's pretty normal where like when you've been in a relationship for so long, like you can almost tell by couples, like the conversations that they have.
Yeah.
Like what phase they're in. And like, oh man, I love this guy or girl.
Or like, shut the fuck up. It's less than 3 years.
I think they're the one.
You guys live together yet?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you guys, that's year two, year three. And they're like, oh, we're fucking fighting all the time. Oh, you guys passed the 3 year mark. Awesome. Yeah. It's like, it's always cool to kind of like just hear. And then I think like once you get past 10 years, then like that's when like the open discussion comes up. Cause then you're like, wait, so we did 10 years. We're supposed to do another 10 years and another 10 years. And is it the same or what do we do to make it to spice things up or whatever?
Right. And I think we are dealing with, like, we're dealing with a different time. Like we're exposed to so many different people now.
Yeah. Easily too.
Right. And like, I don't even mean just Tinder or any of this other shit that's out there. That's a whole nother bag of worms that my 35-year-old brain can't begin.
I've never even downloaded the app.
Why would you? Same. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
But we are exposed to a ton of different people.
Yeah.
And can communicate freely with someone on the other side of the
especially
earth.
Especially in our field. Yeah.
And
it's almost my job to communicate with hundreds and hundreds of different people all the time.
Right. Yeah. And so, man, I think it's good that, I mean, I know me personally, right? Like I've definitely had crushes through the course of like Ashley and I's relationship, most of which have been, they're not sexual, but there's definitely a crush where I meet a dude and I'm like, I like that guy. I like hanging out with him.
Oh.
I ain't trying to have sex with him.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in making
That's
out
like
or holding hands.
Okay.
I'd say 10, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really weird because I've had moments like perfect example of that was like Rob Bailey.
He's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy and Super he and I cool hit it guy. Off. And like there was definitely like a weird window of like the first time we hung out, we were back actually out this way. And so met up and grabbed lunch. And so he had kind of planned that, you know, his brother gives him a call at about an hour into this lunch to just be like.
Like a date.
Well, yeah.
You're on a date with
and like
him.
He's got to, in case he's got to leave and he feels trapped,
wow.
You know, and I get it.
Yeah.
That's you don't know level.
But you don't know what intentions people got. Right.
Right.
And I mean, shit, you guys get it where, I mean, the first thing his brother asked after we had hung out was like, all right, what did he want?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a cool brother.
You know, that it's always some type of business thing or opportunity or like, I'm going to bring this to you guys and we can do this together and it's going to be great. And you're like, yeah, fucker, this is me doing everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't bring anything to the table.
Yeah.
And so like, Rob was just like, you just want to hang out. So I'm like, yep. I don't need anything from you, man. I just don't know how to say like, hey, I'm a 35-year-old guy and you're also 35. Would you like to be friends? Like hang out?
You drive fast cars. I have a lot of fast cars.
Yeah, I like things.
Yeah.
We both like similar stuff. I think we'd get along.
Yeah. When did you feel the spark? When was it like your
the
eyes
spark?
Locked?
Yeah.
And you were like, this is my soulmate, man.
So is this when
I felt that soulmate stuff though with the girl. Not
sexually. Right. But you know what I mean? Like you get crushes on people and you want to hang out.
Well, my first friend in high school, like when we first started talking, like it was an immediate click. And I was like, damn, I can't stop thinking about this girl. Like, I want to see what she's doing. And yeah. it wasn't like, I'm trying to see her naked or anything, but it was just like, man, she's so cool. What is she
but it wouldn't
do?
Bum you out if you did.
Yeah, that's weird. I had this dream. You guys already know about this, but I had this dream where I was going down on a girl. All right. That's when I knew that I can't do it because it was gross, like in my dream. And I wasn't enjoying it.
What was gross about it?
Like everything. So
what
I'm
do
like,
you think about going down on a guy?
Please say the right answer.
I'd feel like I'd be able to kill it.
You think you'd be really good at it?
Because I know what feels good on me. So I mean, I wouldn't want to do it.
Awesome.
I think that's one of the. It's one of those.
You'd be super good at it. Like, yeah, it's confident.
It's like, you know, that there's always that movie where like this guy Damn has it. All the potential in the world, but he just doesn't want to do it.
That's
I
you?
Think it would be me where so, I'm like.
Theoretically,
I'd
if
be a
you,
good dick sucker.
If you had a glory hole scenario
yeah.
for your life, right?
Which end Wait, of yo, it am I?
Yeah, that makes am a big I on this end?
You're more the standing.
Okay, cool.
Good for you,
cool.
man. You made it to the standing.
Yeah. So if you know that on the other side of that wall is going to be the best blowjob you've ever gotten,
he's down, dude.
What? And it's a dude.
Okay, I'll let you finish.
And I'm just
sorry.
Saying that you don't know.
Oh, that's a great one.
Do you still want that blowjob?
Don't act like you have standards.
I do have standards. You don't have standards.
What the fuck? No, you said you're disgusting.
I'm trying to. I'm not. What? I'm not disgusting. I don't mess with pee or poo. And I have a sense
nice.
Of butthole.
That's the line that we've got drawn in the sand of disgusting or not.
We need to make a shirt out of that. Anything I don't mess with pee or poo.
I think if there's a way to game the system where like maybe like I could play a porno right
nope.
here.
That's still
your Chinese head.
Your penis is definitely in a dude's mouth.
Oh, I don't think I could do it.
I don't think I could do it either.
Because I think like 50% of it definitely is the physical part, but the other 50 part of it, it's like the mental, like psychological part.
And I'm not attracted to men.
Yeah, me neither. So I just
not
I just
there.
Yeah.
No.
So,
yeah.
I understand your dream and you'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Yeah. Like, I don't have to kiss another girl or do anything. Like, I've never done that either. And I just felt like, yeah, I'm good with that. I don't think I have to do that. So because of that, when I found my best friend and I'm like, man, she's dope. Like, I feel like I've known her like from a past life or something. It was like that. And then I think you said you felt that with David, right?
With David? David
yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of dudes I met. So David, I met him at the San Diego Film Festival thing.
Okay.
And before that, I've seen a couple videos of him. And then I think just as a comedian, you're always kind of like, you halfway respect and you halfway hate. You're like, oh, he's funny.
I guess he's all right.
I guess he's all right.
I mean, that's not my audience.
Yeah. Like if you've ever go to like Laugh Factory Comedy Store, when someone is doing their set, especially back in the day, you'll always see comedians like.
Fucking the hate is hard.
Yeah, they don't want to laugh too
nah,
hard.
Nah, dude.
Yeah.
That success there is scarcity.
Yeah,
you were taking my jobs.
Yeah, yeah. So when I first met, I was like, he's pretty funny, whatever. And then we went to go eat, and we just started talking about like our upbringing, and we had really similar upbringings and really similar like mindset on who we think are bitches. And who we think are like the FAG words. We're like, uh-huh. those guys are those. Yep. And we're like, and then we just became like best friends over like a course of a dinner. And
right
then
on.
When we came back, we're like, dude, we got to hang out more. When we got this office, we're like, yo, David, we need you to be
you
in
You need to
here.
Be in here.
So he rents his office from us. He became the guy that married me and Gio.
Nice.
Like we just became super, super tight.
Dude, I've definitely had it. I've had it, you know, male and female. I've had people that I'm totally obsessed with and want to hang out with more. Like I've had that with Mark Bell. I've had it with Kelly Starrett.
Yeah.
And other friends at home.
Any female ones where like your wife is like, ooh, that's weird.
Let's spill the tea.
You know, probably the closest I've had would be like Chrissy.
Oh, right.
Right, because we hung out a lot, and, like, we've traveled together. And
you guys go in nature together.
Yeah, and, like, we've shared hotel rooms, and I've camped with other chicks and stuff like that. And
your wife's cool with all of that.
Yeah, your wife's cool with all that.
For the most part,
she's dope.
Because some of the pictures, it's, like, Chrissy next to a waterfall on her butt cheeks right
I'm
now.
I'm not on those trips.
Oh, okay. No.
I'm like, damn, y'all are comfortable.
But
I know. You're the photographer.
But
he's,
you
like,
know,
posing her.
There's never been a chick that I've been into like that I want to hang out with a lot that there's also been a sexual vibe.
Mm.
And so that would read much differently.
Yeah, it's more of like an intellectual, like you're super.
It's just
cool.
I'm into them, and I don't give a shit that they're female.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm also not interested in telling her who she's allowed to hang out with or not hang out with or be inspired by or whatever it is that we're all looking for.
Yeah.
Like, go do that.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a connection like that with a female where it's hobby or just personality based on like, oh, like I can see myself hanging out with this person a lot.
Yeah. You said you had two of them. You had two connections.
No. The way he's having them, where like he could see him and Chrissy like being just good friends. Like, let's go camp together.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, you did. Jenny. That was our friend.
Jenny.
Oh my God. You forgot about Jenny.
Nice. You've already passed. Yeah. Clearly.
I guess not.
Deep connection.
He's right.
No, she's more of like a fun person in the group, but I'm not going to have fun like and share like deep stories with.
Got it.
Cause she's just like this crazy pothead lesbian chick. It's just fun in that one note.
Yeah.
You know,
If there's a girl that we're friends with now at home, this girl, Devin, and like Ashley trains with her at the gym and like her and her girlfriend come and hang out with us and me and Devin get along great. I would absolutely be, if I was home and didn't have a thing, I'd be like, hey, do you want to go grab food or something? And I wouldn't be a weird thing.
I've only had that once in my life and it's with our friend David. But I think for the most part, just being a chick and then growing up and where I did, I was just so used to just like blocking any guy off and just like setting boundaries right away.
Well,
I've always been just so scared.
I think that you fucking should be.
Yeah.
This is something we talked about earlier on my podcast was like, it's got to be really weird dating as a chick. Like something I've never had to deal with is the idea that like I am more fragile than half the population. And
me neither. I haven't really had to deal with that either.
Yeah. Right.
But I've always been most dudes.
I've been a big chick my whole life.
Sure, right? However, like you couldn't physically overpower either of us.
Right. Yeah, I'm fucked.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there is a certain amount of trust and realization of like I'm going on a blind date with this guy. If he's decided to kill me, there's nothing I could do.
Yeah.
It's like me going on a date with Brock Lesnar or fucking
Hapful. Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like what? Okay, I guess this is happening.
Yeah.
You're gay tonight, baby.
Yeah. Like, all right, man, I'll just, just have to breathe through it.
But you're okay with the butt stuff. So it might not be too
not
repulsive.
From dudes.
Okay.
Super not, I'm not trying to get pegged.
True. Okay.
That's not into
what you don't know until you've tried it.
You know the thing about it, right? Like with pegging, like there's not a real masculine position to get pegged from.
You're right. There's none. You have to be on all
could
fours.
Could you be doing something masculine, like you had a power drill and you're like drilling into the wall and then you get pegged?
That would probably, or like doing my taxes and like selling stocks.
Or you're arm wrestling like someone, right? And then you're like, just to balance it out a little bit.
Yeah. I think that would probably do it. Yeah. Yard work.
Yeah.
Grilling something.
Drinking outside. A Bud Light and grilling. Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Just flipping patties over.
Just out here watching sports. Like, get the game on.
Yeah.
Dude, get back in my butt.
That's hilarious. No, but you're right. Like just growing up. So I grew up in a hood, in the hood, and Mexicans are really known for just being very aggressive when it comes to females that they find attractive. So you're just walking down the street, I can be wearing sweats, I look like shit, and they're still going to be like ch-ch-ch, woohoo.
This is because men are simply playing a numbers game.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 100%. Just sales. It's like I have to whistle at 100 chicks for one of them to be interested to talk to me today. So 100%. Get to whistling.
Yeah.
100%. But just at a very early age, I was just like, all right, I got to have a RBD. Wait, what is it? RBF?
Resting bitch face.
Yeah. Like that deters a lot of people. And then I just got to keep my guy friends just friends. So I've always just kind of known to do that. But David's been the first guy that I'm just like, you don't have a dick, dude. Like, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... And that's tend to how like most of the like I guess co-ed relationships that I've had with chicks, it's so platonic. I mean, like with Chrissy, like I did their wedding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
we don't have a
that
thing.
Was tight.
So
you what is the
married
word?
Married him.
You married them?
Yeah. I was their officiant. Yeah.
Oh yeah, officiant, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Wizard of ceremonies.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's awesome.
Did you wear anything exciting?
Just a suit. I just tried to blend into the background. This is not about me.
Yeah. That would have been tight if you showed up in a wizard suit.
Or just like a disco ball. That would like been... a suit made of discos.
All right, if we're getting married again, you're going to be the guy.
I'll stand right behind David, like on Step Brothers. We both wear tuxes.
Yeah. That is amazing. Pop out. Please do that. Yeah, for our wedding, it was chill as
fuck.
You
guys should just do it once a year.
Another wedding? That'd be pretty cool.
I'm down. <No. laughs> I'm so
as long as we're not planning it, or
he's gonna propose to me again.
Ooh. Well, not for the first time.
For the first time. Yeah.
I'm sorry. How did we arrive to where we are?
It was just very casually. I think we were together 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 years, and then we're like talking about having kids, and then his parents are pretty traditional, so are mine. And I'm like, man, I don't know if they would understand the concept of having kids without being married. Like they're not going to understand that.
And I think we kind of knew we were going to get married since like day one.
Right.
Within like the first
Me and my chick moved in month. Like 3 months
together. Yeah, us too.
Yeah, we just knew. We just knew we weren't going to go anywhere else.
Right.
So then at that point, we were like, I guess we should get married. He's like, all right, where do you want to do it? Hawaii? Sure.
We just went straight to like Airbnb websites. Perfect. And just kind of skipped the whole thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
My wedding dress was like $100. Not even $100. Yeah.
I think that's mellow though. Like I think so many people, like, so the guy that I've worked with for years, Brock, like my camera guy, is a wedding videographer. And so like he sees all types.
Yeah.
Weddings that are cool and weddings that are just a disaster.
Yeah. Oof.
And people put so much pressure on them. It's a fucking day, dude. It's one party.
Yeah.
Do not spend $200,000 on your wedding.
It's wild. Oh, or pull a loan to spend that much.
Right?
Yeah, damn, they put it all on credit and stuff.
So much crazy. Money. It's such a bad idea. Just wait and throw a party.
Yeah.
I think we spent like $5,000 or $10,000 on ours.
Right.
Yeah, that's about what ours was. I mean, we took care of all our guests.
Yeah, and it's because we flew out all of our family. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't fly them out. They flew themselves out.
Yeah, but you guys didn't pay a ton for like a big giant reception hall. And
no. We did it at the Airbnb.
Right, some giant fucking band or any of this other weird stuff.
We had McDonald's.
Yeah, we did.
Great.
We did it outdoors. The breakfast was McDonald's and Hawaiian breakfast. Oh, because you've never been. But Hawaiian breakfast.
You've never been to Hawaii?
No.
You've been everywhere.
I've been a lot of... Yeah, I've traveled.
Oh, you'd love Hawaii, dude.
Hawaii McDonald's, they have, you know, like McDonald's, they kind of have like their own thing, like wherever you go.
Yeah.
So in Hawaii, they have rice, eggs, and Portuguese sausage.
What?
And they have coconut pies instead of apple pies. They have coconut pies. It's so good.
Yeah. Wait, don't they do the purple ones too? Like
Taro. Yeah. Yep. So they had that. So we had that for breakfast. Then when Gio was getting like her hair ready, me and David and the rest of the boys, we went to the local basketball court to play basketball.
And the only reason why I was getting my hair ready was because my best friend was like, "You got to do your hair.
You got to do your hair." And you're like, "Fine, whatever.
Let's do it."
So we're just playing basketball in pouring rain, and we're like, "Oh fuck, I guess we're getting married in the rain." But then by the time I came back, the rain cleared, and it was beautiful.
I think that's a big bit, right? Like, as much as we can sit here now and say like, there's not a right or wrong way to do your wedding,
right?
I think the same goes for relationships, you know, like what you said, right? About like, I don't think my parents will understand us having kids without being married.
Yeah.
I agree. My parents would have been real fucking weird.
Oh, they're super.
It would have been weird. Oh. I think I've broken them a bit.
Yeah.
Do
you think you broke them more or your brother did?
Me.
Who's older?
Andy's older.
Okay.
I'm the weird one though.
Oh, okay.
Like Andy's married for 17 or 18 years.
Are they cool with your tattoo? Or were they cool with your tattoos?
They were weird at first.
Oh, okay.
But at some point, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I get it.
I also turn really quickly into, like, I'll just never come to things. Like, I don't have a problem never showing up.
Oh, I'm that way, too.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. I don't need you to approve of my lifestyle. I don't think I've
seen my mom in like 4 months.
Oh, that's horrible. That's not some shit you want to brag about.
No, I'm not bragging about it, but
had a smirk.
I'm going to call her this weekend when it's my birthday.
He's got it on his pad right next to call Gio.
Yeah, tell her you love her.
And she's
tell
pretty.
Her I love her. I tell my mom I love her too.
It just alternates. It's a pretty love.
It's all scheduled, all in there.
You know, it's, for me, like so when I got rid of the old job and like that job's outside sales and like going to have lunches and doing shit with people
I
really want to talk to. But I mean, they're not terrible people, but this isn't who I chose to go to lunch with.
Yeah.
And so, a big change in my mindset, like after that and after injury and then, you know, family shit is like, Yeah, I don't feel obligation to things at all anymore.
Cool.
And so, like, that idea of, like, oh, they're going to be disappointed. I'm like, that sucks for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should sort through that because me doing a thing that makes me happy makes you sad. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm there too.
And so, like I don't feel obligated to do anything. And so, if I am somewhere, this is where I want to be. I'm 100% in. And so,
that's tight.
I'll just say no.
Yeah. That's
like, do you want to go? Nope. No, I don't.
Have you seen that meme where it's like, hey, we're all gonna party, be there, be square, and then it's me, it's a square ass face.
Yeah,
that's me too.
Yeah. And like, I'm bad because like late night stuff I don't do anymore at all.
Yeah,
I'm just happily old,
like hanging out at the bars with your friend or whatever.
Never. It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen at home.
Oh, okay.
So, but if I'm on the road,
socializing,
I'm like,
different.
You're like a butterfly, man. You're everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not.
We're worse. Like, you say you're bad, but we're way worse than you.
Really? I think we're pretty similar. So,
we're nowhere. Where do you see us?
So, we were trying to,
we're nowhere.
We're trying to schedule for his podcast this morning. And then, usually, anything before 9 o'clock, I'm like, fuck, I don't think anybody would ever go for it.
Oh,
right?
Man.
But I had so much stuff planned today that I was like, I texted Matt. I'm like, hey, would you be interested at podcasting at 7? He goes, let's do it. I'm up at 5.
I'm like,
awesome. Hell yeah.
Yeah, don't ask me to be awake at 9 p.m.
Yeah, and I woke up a little bit earlier today, so I was ready to get on the road ready. So I texted Matt. I'm like, hey, are you down to move it to 6:30? He goes, I'm already on my way.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, hell yeah. Because I'm a fucking geezer.
Dude, it's nice being an adult. Like, we can do this in the morning. This sounds great.
Yeah, because I'd rather finish everything and just chill the rest of the
day. Dude, people that fly in the afternoon to me is batshit crazy.
Why?
I am much more like 6 a.m. flight.
Because
there's
just
less
chill.
That's going to get fucked up between the airlines.
Yeah.
And I'm already at the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, flying late. Like, nah, man. Because then I'm anxious all day of like, what time is it? I have to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
you're always calculating like how many hours and time it takes to get to a place instead of like, I just wake up and leave and go.
And the pilot probably already ate a contaminated burrito and has diarrhea.
Son of a bitch.
But
it happens. Story as old as time.
Because if a pilot, it's his first flight, you probably had a bagel. Normal, you know, he's flying. He's not clenching his butt cheeks and sweating.
Yeah.
But if he had like a contaminated burrito, he's flying that plane. It's hella turbulent. He's trying to look for a place to stop so he could take a shit. Nah.
Yeah.
I think there's a bathroom like right behind their seats.
Yeah, but they don't even like using those bathrooms.
It's no good at all, for sure.
So how has it been? Because I know you trend like when we first met you, how long ago was that? Like 3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. I think we were talking about like probably 2014.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were like, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then you did it. How was that?
Well.
Yeah, the whole transition from your job.
They fired me.
They fired
That's
you?
That's perfect.
Like laid exactly. off?
Yeah,
laid
it was
off
awesome. Fired
well, I mean, what's the difference?
Well, I guess fired
they
is
said
like,
they don't want to give me paychecks anymore. For the work I was doing.
Fired is this. Laid off is like, oh, we're so sorry. Like,
yeah, like fired is like,
I didn't
you fucked up. And laid off is like, I fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
It's
not you,
it's
me.
Somewhere in the middle.
It's oh, okay. not you, it's okay. me.
They weren't interested in paying me to do the job that they had me do anymore.
Oh, they fucked up.
Yeah. Or I wasn't really doing it very well. I own that.
All right.
I didn't give a shit. And I was doing the job and I can do it. It's not a hard gig, but it's you just have to do it, right?
Yeah.
And so not only that, like I'm traveling to compete. And so like I'm traveling 10 weeks a year to compete and they're cool with it.
That's really
and the
cool,
job
man.
Pays really well.
Yeah.
And then Hate Brand was taking off. And so it's paying very well. And so I was like, fuck, I kind of want to quit, you know? And then I was kind of thinking about like, if I could hold this conversation with my dad, what would that be? And he's like, job hard? I'm like, no. Does it take a lot of your time? I'm like, not really. Do you think at some point they're gonna fire you? I'm like, yeah. He's like, just wait till then. All right.
What a cool dad.
That's basically what I did, right?
Yeah.
Is like, man, just be smart financially until that rug gets pulled out.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, making that move was essentially like income cut in half.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
if you had
like,
any
I don't
benefits?
Give a shit what your number is, your income cut in half is a fucking change.
Oh yeah.
And so, I mean, luckily, the other stuff I've got going is working.
Yeah.
And, man, I'd rather fucking take a shot at doing my own thing.
Yeah.
I can always go get a job.
How up and running do you think Hate Brand was at that time? Was it like
when I got fired, we were good.
So you knew you could live on it, you could count on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and then, you know, other stuff that comes from that, you know, podcast and different stuff. And then, you know,
your sponsors.
Yeah, and my sponsors become a different thing, especially that's a weird transition because I'm like, oh, I don't compete anymore.
Yeah.
And so.
Did you lose any sponsors because of that? Like, you're not an active competitor or?
Yeah, I had some that went a different way, like a supplement company. And then, you know, a company I worked with that made kilts.
So you had to compete. You can't just.
Yeah.
What if you built out a contract where you had to squat in kilts like once a week in your gym?
That's it.
Yeah. That's
I'm lazy and wouldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do that. It seems stupid.
Yeah.
But.
All right. Let's not. Don't contract them for that anymore.
You know, I think you just send those PayPals and I'll take care of it for you. You know, but I think it's normal, right? That like all relationships change, including with sponsors. There's nothing wrong to be like, hey, man, this worked for 5 years.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, I'm 35. I'm not 25 anymore. And so I want different things.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That doesn't make the relationship bad.
Yeah.
It just ran its course.
Yeah. I agree. Have you had any bad relationships?
Like with sponsors or with...
Or are you just athletes? Dun, dun, dun.
Not really with athletes. I think the one with athletes that gets you right is people either understand the game of how sponsorship works or they don't.
Right.
And the big one, right, and the ones that it makes it successful is the ones that understand that this is a relationship. And my plan here is to give you X amount of dollars or things for you to talk about it. And then I see a return of X amount plus whatever percentage you think's worth it 10 times, right?
Yeah.
So that I can afford to pay you to do the things you're doing.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you run into athletes that just kind of like, oh, cool, you send me stuff. And like,
you're like, no,
this is advertising, motherfucker. Yeah. What do you think this is? That's how this works. This is the relationship. And so, I mean, I give that advice to anyone who reaches out that like, you know, wants to be sponsored. Right. And I'm like, you don't have an audience.
Right.
Like what do you think you benefit my company? Because if you think you do, and there's a place, I'm open.
Yeah.
But that's what sponsorship is. They're not doing it out of the kindness of their heart. It can be mutually beneficial. It doesn't have to be slimy and creepy, but it's a relationship.
Yeah.
And it can't be one-sided.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you run into it with athletes that get it and athletes that don't. And you're like, you know that that's not acceptable.
Yeah, like one of the age-old things you always hear is like, I just want to lift.
Right.
And that's like, yeah, but that's also why you have to keep your job.
Right.
Because if you understood the other side, you can lift. And if you develop an audience and you monetize your social media a little bit better, you could actually lift even more and not have to do your job.
Well, that's one of those things that like I've wanted to go. I've got some friends that are down in Chula Vista, like at the Olympic Training Center, like shot putters and stuff like that. And I want to go talk to them because the track and field side of stuff is so bad at social media.
Yeah. I follow this dude, Aaron Clark.
Yeah.
He's strong as fuck.
Jordan Clark?
Oh, Jordan Clark.
Yeah, Jordan Clark's great.
Aaron Clark's Aaron Clark.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah, true. No, Jordan Clark. Jordan's
crazy strong.
This guy, like 500, looks like 135 in his hands when he's benching. He's not even a powerlifter. If you wanted to compete, he would smash on hella dudes. And I'm just like.
Yeah, it's pulled 800.
Yeah, I'm like, how does this guy not have a million followers? But he's just posting training videos.
Yeah, but that I see that more, especially in shot putters, right? Than like our track and field guys because
they're ridiculously strong,
crazy strong. But they end up getting a deal with Nike, which is how track works.
Which would be awesome.
Which is dope.
Yeah.
Except the problem with that is like, so you're 22, and you've just graduated college, so you're broke as shit.
And you'll take anything.
So you get signed by Nike, and the deal's good. Like they're going to pay you 75 or 80 grand. They're going to give you bonuses based on throwing and winning. And so, like, you may knock down, you know, 130 to 200 grand if you're fucking really good.
Yeah.
But then there's a problem where, so they get really lazy on social media because Nike doesn't give a shit about your followers.
Yeah.
But
or at least not yet.
Well, but they do.
Yeah.
And so that's what I want to go talk to them about is like, look, there's not a rule that says that you can't be more valuable to Nike or whoever your sponsor is when you're done throwing than you are now. But you better be building that audience now and figuring out your voice and what you bring to the table. because I mean, they pay Kevin Hart a shitload more than they pay you.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to throw anything.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's because he has more eyes on
him. I would like to see him throw something, though.
He's a very tiny man.
Yeah. Did you see him race against Usain Bolt?
No.
It was pretty funny.
I haven't seen that.
It was like, I think it was something else, but I think it might have been a joint Nike Puma thing.
Okay.
Because Usain's a Puma athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they gave Kevin Hart, in like a 100-meter dash, they gave him a 40-meter head start. So almost half.
Right.
And when they both took off, you see Kevin's little legs going like this.
Like the chihuahua.
Yeah, legs. Usain's gazelle ass was like boom, dude, boom, boom on the sand. By the time it was the finish line, I think Usain was maybe like 2 feet behind Kevin.
Oh, shit.
From starting.
Dude, those guys are so. People don't get it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You just don't get how. It's kind of like with the NBA, right? Like that, it doesn't do any justice to how giant those people are watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Because everyone on the court's the same height, and so they just look normal.
Yeah.
Like, no one thinks of Michael Jordan being a big guy. Like,
yeah.
Dude's 6'6".
Yeah.
He's just a gigantic
person. He just looks like a skinny, lean dude until you see him in person.
Or, like, LeBron James is a gigantic human.
Have you heard that joke about why they keep Canada in the Olympics?
He likes it already.
I like Canada a lot. So.
I love Canada.
Dude, Canada's the best.
I fucking love Canadians. I love Canada. I love everything about Canada. But they say that they keep them there so that you can see how good everyone else really is.
No. They're not great. They're also not so good with the military thing.
I mean, do they need to be? I mean, they're good. They're chilling.
The country's dope. They're just nice. Chilling, yeah.
Hey,
full cool legalization of marijuana across the country?
Yeah. Even the military, I think as long as you're clean or as long as your last dose was 24 or 40 hours before, you can show up to duty.
Dude, whoever invents the breathalyzer for pot is going to make a bunch of money. Because we don't have a way to test it right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you get pulled over, so cops don't have it.
It's just honor system?
No, it's not pee?
Not what they can tell if you smoke pot. But I can't tell you how high you are.
And on the spot. Because if you pee, you got to send it to a lab or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's not like the, you know, breathalyzer, like 0.08 or whatever legal is. There isn't a threshold.
Well,
yeah.
Don't get on that. Because then a lot of people don't want you to get on that. So don't invent that.
Look, I'd prefer people not drive fucked up.
Absolutely.
That's my role across. I'm very happy smoking pot, but I have a couch for that.
Yeah, I agree.
You could also
or a bird scooter.
A bird scooter, yeah.
Them bird scooters, dog. Bird gang.
I've never been on one of those.
You're missing out.
Really?
Missing out.
They saw someone eat shit on it yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's just why I don't want to get out.
Shit
that's whipped
himself into the ground.
How fast did they go?
They go pretty quick. They go like 12 or 14 miles an hour.
Oh, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, you can get around. Like, if I'm in Venice, I don't use
my
car.
But that's nasty. It's like putting your hands. Yeah, I mean.
But you just wash your hands
later.
Hold
on. You think that that's the grossest thing I do all day? Is touch those fucking handles?
Good point.
I'm a giant, disgusting beast of a person.
What's the nastiest thing you touch?
I just don't ever think about it.
Oh.
Like, it would never be a thing for me to think. Like, I'll go to the gym or something like this, like we did. And then, like, I'd never think twice about, like, oh, we're going to go eat, and I'm just going to eat with my hands have washed my hands.
How much of a fucking hypocrite I am?
Come on.
I see that right now, but then I'm just like you. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Because you're down to do the swingers thing, right?
I, like, pretend like I wash
my hands.
That's
right. That's what she said.
And you're down to, like, have people pee in your mouth and stuff?
I didn't say that. What the fuck?
I don't know.
It's sterile.
I mean, but I don't want it.
Comes out sterile.
Yeah, but that's not what that's your selling point.
But
it's sterile. You
it's also warm.
Gross. I like cold stuff. Yeah, like I pretend.
Cold piss seems way worse.
Cold piss?
I don't know. I mean,
like,
that
means that, like, it's set. All right. Would you rather?
Okay, let's go.
Would you rather drink a pint of Bart's piss cold?
Okay.
Ice cold, like a beer?
Sure.
Ooh, you're selling me because I'm seeing like the
or
and the frozen mug that they keep in the freezer
or a pint of Bart's spit.
Oh,
what the fuck is that even a thing?
I mean, you could collect it.
No, I'm for the spit all day.
I'm for the pee all day.
What the fuck?
Okay.
I kiss you.
No,
I know.
I don't suck your pee dick.
But a pint of thick, gooey.
So bad,
so
man.
So if you peed, right?
I'm chugging that shit.
Because if you peed into a frozen.
Don't you judge me. You came up with this filthy question.
No, but we're on the same page, though. We're both drinking
piss. I drink pee quick.
See? If the pee
pee's not viscous. Like, it's still liquid. You could chug it down.
Yeah, you pee into, like, one of those frozen nice mugs.
You'd have to be like this on the back end of the spit thing, yeah, trying to get it to come all the way down.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So bad.
You could hold it, like, 4 feet away, and it's still streaming and coming down.
I love you that much, baby. I'll do that. You know what? If you want me to do both, because it turns you, I'll do both.
Like at the same time? Like with a crazy straw? Like one of those hard hats that you can put
one of these? There's like a spiral, ones of spit and ones pee that goes in.
I mean, if that's what you want me to do. But if I had to go with one or the other, I'm choosing spit.
I'm going
all
pee
day.
All day.
Pee all day. Day.
But it's 100%. A waste problem.
Call in now and let us know which one you choose.
It's two flavors away from beer.
Fuck no.
He's like, no, it's not. If I take
pee, I'm not sure what beer you're drinking.
And I'm shaking it up, get some bubbles in there.
Okay.
Get it all
if
frothy.
You would carbonate that piss.
See? Carbonated piss. Same thing as beer.
Go, give me another would you rather. These are good. You're good with these would you
rather. These are pretty good ones.
You know, we actually did a video where someone swallowed everyone's fucking saliva.
Oh my God, I feel so bad.
And
come on.
So we played this game called Fucked
Up
Birthday.
Was there like a $25,000 prize to be had or something?
No, it's just for YouTube.
Was a pat on the back.
Oh, cool.
So we did this game. So have you ever done White Elephant?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the same concept, but we just said fucked up birthday. Okay. And then some of these birthday presents, so everyone comes to this birthday party. Some of these birthday presents have good things in them, and then some of them have really bad punishments.
All right.
One of the punishments being everyone's going to spit in a cup, and then that one person has to drink it. And they drank it. Because we were like, dude, you don't have to drink it. Like, we can cut. And the power, like the magic of editing, we can just pretend like you drank it.
Nah.
He's like, nah, I'm doing it.
Send it.
I'm like, oh.
Man. Oh, that would take a lot. I would really need to feel like this is going to be a thing.
What would make you throw up?
I don't like spit.
Oh. Can you watch people throw up?
Nah, it didn't bother me.
Oh, okay.
I also...
Yeah, you don't seem like someone that's very sensitive.
No, I'm not. I'm also really not interested in my semen after it's out of me.
Oh.
And what...
Really?
What...
Like, I'm not interested in knowing how it tastes.
Oh, okay.
Just not into it.
What about looking at it?
Looking at it? Yeah, like playing with it? Like it's like taffy or something?
Yeah.
And you're like...
Yeah. A Rubik's Cube?
Definitely... wouldn't be into like sloppy seconds.
Mm.
What is that?
Like a snowball or something?
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
What the hell's a snowball?
I think you come in her mouth.
Okay.
And then I think you guys make
she
out.
She spits it into your
mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay.
That's a lot.
I already don't even want it the first time.
Or
it
would be like going down on your chick after you've came inside of her.
Oh, no.
No.
No, no, no.
All right. Well, that would make you throw up?
I don't know if it would make me vomit. I don't know. I haven't been in that scenario.
But
to
it
see if that's naturally
very appetizing.
I would be super bummed.
Yeah.
The closest I've ever come to throwing up from like a gross thing was I must have been in high school. And my dad had come home and tells me like, hey, we got to go to your grandfather's house. And I'm like, all right. So we go out there and he had a generator that he had used to like run his garage. And in that garage, he'd had like 3 or 4 freezers, like old people collect shit. So he's got a bunch of freezers and meat and all this type of stuff. And so, like, apparently he got the generator to test it, and then they went out of town, and he forgot to plug everything back in.
Oh, no.
So this is, like, August in Louisiana.
Oh, shit.
And so, like, 4 or 5 of these freezers had been sitting for 6 weeks.
Oh, shit. Maggots.
Yeah. Just maggots and, like, 2 feet deep of congealed blood maggots in, like, a chest freezer. And so we had to clean all that out. That was a bad day.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty normal.
It was just retching. And like you would just, before you go in the building, like run in there with your breath held and like.
Shit. All right. Yeah.
I think I would have just duct taped the whole refrigerator.
Throw it out.
And just throw the whole thing out.
That's what we did. But you had to empty them because they're too heavy.
Oh,
to get them out of the
meat.
To get them out of the garage. And then the other stand up ones, they drain.
Oh,
there's just
shit
everywhere.
Oh,
all we didn't clean any of these and try to reuse them. They all got burnt in a field.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's dope. We don't have any fields to burn shit.
Yeah. I remember like telling my dad and being like, I'm mad that you were born to them because I had to do this. That was rough. That's one of the grossest things I've ever.
Yeah. I don't think I throw up.
I don't think I've thrown up from anything gross, but like
we just do a bunch of stupid challenges.
You ever thrown up from pain?
I've gagged a couple times. Like if you get hit, yeah, in like the solar plex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have like the jejunum.
Is that what that's called?
I think so.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Wait, no, jejunum. Is that here?
I thought I was. Like, talk one of the about bones. It on one of the Will Ferrell movies. Gets punched in the stomach.
Yeah, I mean, you get like this involuntary response, and you start gagging. You want to heave and throw up.
Crazy.
I think the closest was so in the military, like you use porta potties a lot.
Yeah,
because you're just out in the field.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you open it, and it's they usually change it weekly, but if you're at the end of the week and you open it and you just see every single shade of brown in the world piled on top of each other with this like blue liquid that's just floating around, and then you have to go too, and you're like, fuck, I don't really want to because I just feel like it's either gonna.
But then it's hot. It's like a sauna in there too.
Yeah, so and you have and you're
the worst you have like stink possible.
20-30 pounds of gear on you. You got your rifle that's like kind of awkward, and you kind of have like your Kevlar on, and it's just like.
And you strip completely naked to shit.
Well, I don't.
I know someone who does.
So do we.
It's so.
Were they in the military? Because that's almost impossible.
Right. You'd have to get over it.
Yeah.
But no, like this guy shits. Like if he's in an airport and has to shit, like he.
Gets naked.
Wow. Everything off.
Yeah. Shout outs to our friend Tim. That's what Tim does too. He has to get butt ass naked. I'm like, that's a lot of work.
Seems like a ton of work. Like, where do you put your clothes?
Yeah. Safely? I don't even want my. Right? I just feel like all the stalls have a film of shit on it.
Yeah.
So I don't want any of my things even touching anything.
No, dude. The whole place is ruined.
Like, I pull down my pants, right?
Yeah.
And then I start rolling them as I pull it down. And then I push my knees out so that the.
Yeah, pants, holds them tight.
Yeah, holds them tight so it doesn't touch the floor or anything. Like that, and I shit like that.
You can't do the weird girl pee where their pants only have to go down to like mid thigh.
We do this too.
Mine go all the way to the ground,
touching the floor.
No. I try to hover them.
Oh, okay. That's what I do. Pushing the knees out, right? Knees out. But
you just lay a bunch of those toilet cover things on the ground.
Yeah.
Do you want to know how much of a psychopath I am, though?
Yes.
So that do tell. So you know how that story is fucking disgusting, right? And I feel the exact same way about looking at stranger shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, there's a bunch. And then I have to look at it, though. Like, I have to look at it.
Same. I always open. I'm I always like, look at it.
That is fucking gross. Oh. And then I go.
You should call a doctor.
And then I use the bathroom. But like, I don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're gonna.
But I have
to. It's a train wreck.
And then sometimes you see food in there too. And you're like, wait, what is that?
That's probably still good. Well, that's a fancy coffee. They got them lemurs that shit out them beans.
Oh, yeah, true.
Lemurs. Maybe this is the best way we could make corn. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, people come. So we just heard this story about teenagers in Indonesia that are poor. And the way that they get high is they dig for used tampons in the trash.
Why does it have to be used?
I don't remember. I think we were all saying
it's,
the same
it's hotter.
Thing. Wait, were you there? Oh, you weren't there. Okay.
It's not. It's not. So the chemicals in the urine. It's not the chemical.
It's the chemical in the pad.
Yeah. Why don't they just use?
They're poor. They just, that's why I was prefacing it.
I see.
Oh, there's not just new tampons hanging out.
No. So they boil it and then they drink.
I'm surprised there's chemicals in it.
In the pad?
Yeah.
I guess to absorb the liquid.
Okay.
It's like those silica packets.
Yeah,
exactly. Weird. That's exactly that chemical.
The silica gel?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, wow. And then they boil it and they drink it and then they start hallucinating.
Man, I've never been that desperate to get fucked up.
So would you rather
your turn.
Drink the piss or drink that and get high a little bit?
Piss.
Piss
but
is natural.
You can get high a little bit.
Piss is natural. I'm not trying to get fucked up, like really fucked up.
No, I'm man. Look, I'm telling you the high that comes from drinking tampon water. Isn't a cool high.
You never know.
There's no way it's good.
I mean, someone's
marijuana exists, and like mushrooms reason, right? exist.
We'll leave it at
There's
that.
There's no way that this is better. And like, it's like somebody's like, we got to synthesize tampon water.
Yeah.
You never know, dude. People are fucking weird.
I'd rather drink piss and then watch Avatar at an IMAX theater. I think that's a better time.
Dude, people are super weird. Like, we are a really weird species on the planet.
Yeah. What makes you say that?
Well, like, look at really strange things that like we agree to and like stuff that is okay and then what's not okay,
for
right?
example
shit's
pretty nasty and some people like to get that on. So there was this guy going around on Instagram where he was calling out all these Instagram models because like they would just have their profile and then it just had like a business address. And he's like, what the fuck do you need a business address for? So it turns out that he just started calling all these girls out because what they were doing was they were getting hired by like these like Arabic like princes and stuff and they were getting flown out. Yeah, they're getting paid, but then these princes would like shit on their chest and do all this wild
stuff. But why does this guy care so much?
Right, it's the job. Why is he trying to holler? Why are you hating?
Yeah, why is he hating so bad?
I'm saying consenting adults are allowed to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
If people want to get paid to fuck, that's their business.
Because there's that rumor that went around.
I'm just saying, it was wild.
Like Mayweather was supposed to fight this Japanese MMA dude.
Yeah.
And then they closed it real quick.
Yeah.
And so the original idea, it was supposed to be an exhibition fight for like a bunch of Japanese billionaires. So knowing that, I already know rich people can pay people to do whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
I think that's even how the Abu Dhabi grappling championships. It's like the biggest grappling tournament in the world.
Right.
How that even started was just a couple of princes.
We're going to have the best people here. We're going to pay them. Yeah, they just did it for the first time for a strongman show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just had a bunch of guys out and paid really well.
So they just have super amounts of money. So people go there and then there's bodybuilders that go there, do private flex shows.
Yeah,
so
like in Iran and stuff like that. They go to like camps. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, so when I see like girls with emails like that and I'm like, duh, that's so normal, I feel like.
Dude, super, super crazy. One of my good friends is a personal trainer. I guess that's what you would call it, is like personal trainer. And his only client is this like Saudi princess.
Oh, damn.
That's all you need.
So you need 6 months out of the year, he's in Saudi.
Oh, shit. Damn. That's
so different. Like stays at the palace.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
It's weird because he's like, oh, cool. You see that puff of smoke in the sky right there? That means the palace's anti-missile system shot down a rocket that was aimed at the palace.
Oh, shit.
I think that's normal.
That people were just firing missiles at the palace? Yep. That's fucking crazy.
Crazy, right? And he's like, yeah, he gets a little old.
I can relate.
Oh my God. That's
living in the hood is like that.
It's basically the same.
Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. The cops came because they just arrested this guy that was trying to do a drive-by.
He said, it's such a, the amount of money, right, that they have just doesn't translate to normal life.
Yeah.
He said, so like the palace is like, it's almost built like the Pentagon. Like there's layers to it to get in, and like not everyone's got clearance to get in.
So it's not like Aladdin at all.
It's a slightly different. There is a Jafar character.
I was picturing that the whole time.
There is a talking parrot.
I picture like none of the windows have glass.
Dude, what do you think about live action arched Aladdin they got coming?
Dude, I'm excited. And Pokemon.
Yeah, but no Robin Williams is the genie.
Who's
the genie?
That's how ignorant I am. I just think over there, there's billionaires living in like Aladdin world.
They could be. So he's saying that like,
Aladdin world.
Like it's such so there's like 700 employees at the palace.
Oh shit.
Holy.
There are I'm four such a people that live there.
Oh no. Damn. That's wild.
Crazy,
that's
right?
That's wild. Crazy.
And he's just saying that like it's just not reality how they operate.
Yeah.
That like things just don't make sense. Like go on a trip and bring 40 people.
Yeah.
For staff because all four of the two daughters, the son, and the dad, they all need personal chefs.
Right.
That travel with them.
Yeah.
So, go to the Maldives and it's, you know, over $1 million a day what they're spending.
God yeah. I've heard some of these guys, they go somewhere and they ship like 20 of their cars too.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Just in case they need to drive any
of them. Well, there was a photo that popped up not too long ago that was like some sheik or something like that had a private 747 rented out and all the seats were filled with his hawks.
Oh my God.
Just birds sitting on headrest.
Yeah, that's tight.
It's a weird flex.
That's kind of tight, yeah.
That come is at me with flex. Your bird game, son.
Yeah.
You got hummingbirds for days.
That's tight.
That's tight. That is really tight. Man. You can't fucking, that is a weird flex.
I feel really weird about having birds as pets.
Me too.
You had
a kid though.
Oh, okay.
And then this was before, no, I knew that like clipping their wings was bad.
It's such a bummer.
I didn't know that. But I did leave, like, I would take them outside. I, like, they were my friends.
Yeah.
What if it was, like, Mongolian style, right? Where,
you have a fucking hawk.
Yeah, you have a hawk, and it flew. You don't have to clip anything, and it always comes back to your little leather glove hand.
I don't mind that. I'm into that. I want it to be
free.
That's
a working relationship.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
However, like, if you own a bird and it lives in a cage in your house,
that's
you're
fucked up.
Fucking dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. This is a creature that can fly and you're like, nope.
Nope.
Inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can look at you.
Yeah. Shout out to, so Mexican people though, I grew up with canaries my whole life.
Okay.
And the reason why we have birds, one, they're just inexpensive and they just kind of take care of themselves.
Fair.
And then the other one is when death comes to visit your house, they'll take an animal before they take a person.
What?
So, yeah. So we had a bunch of canaries growing up. And then anytime one of them died, we were like, oh, oof. Shit. Yeah.
We dodged skipped. One.
Yeah, yeah. Like that skipped us this time.
That's cool.
So back to that idea of like, what do people do that's really strange? That would
that
fit.
That is fucking strange. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There isn't another animal that gets to... I mean, act that way. We are fucking weird.
True. Yeah. True. And we're super narcissistic.
Yeah, no other animal. Like, you don't see a turtle
yeah.
grabbing, like, a fish and building a little rock fortress.
You don't know that? Dolphins are fucking gangster, though.
They don't keep rape. Pets. They don't yeah. keep pets,
they bully.
Though.
I mean, is that strange?
No.
They're it's aggressive.
That's all the animal kingdom. I don't know any animal that doesn't bully. Like, polar bears fight to the death.
Yeah. Polar bears are actually hunt people.
That's crazy.
Just for the sake of hunting?
Because they can.
Yeah. Oh, like rams, they smash heads, right? Like yeah. who's alpha? I think that's
yeah.
pretty normal.
Yeah, wolves yeah. too.
Yeah.
Yeah, animals fuck each other up.
All right. Well, I just thought dolphins were just pretty gangster.
Dolphins are in nuts. They'll definitely get down
fuck
on
fuck those
you.
Guys. I used to like them. Not anymore. Fuck
not
them.
About dolphins?
No.
Dolphins will fight a shark, though.
That's pretty badass. That's badass. All right, they're back up there. They're back
I'm
up there.
Super not into being eaten by an animal or drowning, so sharks are super low on my list.
Yeah.
You've never swam with sharks?
No. No, I have not ever
you
swam
have
with sharks.
To swim, you have to swim with sharks.
It seems like a guy who doesn't want to be eaten by a shark, that should be a thing I
okay,
avoid.
You can be in a cage. You can be in a cage.
We did it in a cage. It was pretty cool.
Crazy, right?
It is yeah. dope. Like, you think you've seen a like, you know what a shark looks like, obviously, yeah. right? But then when you're in its presence, you're like, oh, shit.
When you're in its world... Have you seen a shark at an aquarium?
That's like big dick energy for sure. Yeah. That
come on.
Shark.
So you see the shark going around, right? And you're like, oh, damn, that thing's huge. But when you're on a boat and you see, and it's like deep blue abyss, and then you see this gray thing come at you. And when it's about
it's beautiful.
20 feet away, it disappears. And then it's already 20 feet behind you. Because you know, things as they come closer to you, it speeds up.
Yeah.
Like you're driving on a freeway, like you see the telephone pole and it's like, voop, and it's back there. It was like that. Like you see this shark and it's, and you're like, what the?
Nope.
Yeah,
you're not selling them on
I'm also would be super bummed out by like a blue whale.
You'd be bummed out?
That's a 100-foot long animal.
Bummed out. Oh, like you'd be scared.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like it could accidentally
absolutely.
Eat me.
Yeah, it could just turn
around
the wrong
way. It just doesn't give a
way.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's like, oops.
And we'll never know. It's like, just
no.
like.
You're just whale shit. Yeah. You've just become whale shit.
Yeah.
Your whole life got to that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Damn. I think it's time for us to close this out. Sadly.
Our time's up.
Pardon. It is. I didn't want to. I was trying. I kept looking at the time and I'm like, man, I'm going to try to push a little bit hard. I'm going to try to push a little bit.
It's podcast. You can just go forever.
Yeah. I was trying to. But we
7-8 hours.
That'd be great. Talk about some bullshit.
We talked about love and sex with Matt.
Did
Benson.
Yeah.
That was good.
Weird
that was,
relationship talk, right?
That was some good stuff. I like that.
I don't know, man. I think people should be open, right? Like, I think that's the big one. Like, are you making decisions on love or out of fear?
Yep.
Yeah. That's dope. So if people like what they heard and they want to get to know about more about Hate and you, like where can they find you?
So thehate.com, so it's spelled HVIII, so it's like H with a Roman numeral 8. And so that is the hate brand goods on Instagram. That is I hate Matt Vincent on Instagram. I think if you look Matt Vincent up, you can probably find me.
Yeah, you're pretty popular.
Being chubby.
Yeah.
There's YouTube stuff. And then I have a podcast called UMSO. The UMSO.
Do you know what that is?
No.
You should tell her. It's pretty cool.
It's my pause word of like, so.
Oh, it's tight.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's dope.
I like
that
the
is
name.
Really dope.
I like the name.
I'll also explain the hate brand real quick. So people don't think it's
yeah.
you're spreading
yeah, no,
hate.
Right. Just hear it.
It's like, yeah, just get all
it
hate
is in
stuff.
The tagline.
I'm into love brand, so I don't know if I can wear your stuff.
Yeah, I've had all that. And so it's the hate brand thing, right? Is like, it's about that competition, right? It's like being willing to outsuffer the people you're around. And there's a certain amount of self-loathing that comes from what we do, right? Like that being able to push yourself and not being content and like work hard and get up early. That ain't because you're super happy and just want to lay on the couch. Like I want to change my body. I want to see what I can do. I want to push it to the limit. And I think that requires a certain amount of focus of like, you know, passion and fire in you to say, you know, this isn't acceptable. Good enough isn't going to be good enough today.
Tight.
So, that's awesome. Love the messaging.
Hey, I love it.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
I appreciate it.
This was really dope. Hope you guys enjoyed the video. Like the video. Share the video. Also, subscribe to everything that he just told you. Yes. Follow that. Get inspired. See you guys next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
I know. I kept trying to push him. I'm like, fuck, can we? But then I know we got me.